exciting game. I loved it. It was like back and forth all the time. So much fun.
Yeah. England are going to play Ghana next on Tuesday. It looks like the HPV jab to protect against cervical cancer has saved around 200 lives in England so far. A study shows children who are vaccinated when they're 12 or 13 have close to zero risk of dying from the disease before they're 30. The Met is pushing for shoplifters to be fast-tracked through the courts. The force says around 100 repeat offenders were responsible for more than 5,300 crimes in the past 2 years. Scotland Yard says each of them broke the law at least 30 times before they were jailed. And Tom Hanks has told Capital he never dreamed there'd be a Toy Story 5.
I had a tear-filled work day on our last day, Toy Story 4, because we thought that was it.
But he says it's a good reason to get Woody, Buzz and Jessie back together.
Capital Weather.
With Global Player, check the weather on our free official Capital app.
Raining in the north this morning, but dry and warmer in the south with highs of 27 degrees. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast. Yeah. With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby. Capital Breakfast.
Right then, good morning. It's Thursday, the 18th of June, 2026. Capital Breakfast, Jordan, Chris and Sean. GCSE's coming towards an end. Religious studies today. For me, my easiest one, RE.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you get the best score?
Got a B in RE, me. That was up there with my two best results were RE and food technology.
Do you know what I think there should be in RE? A finish the lyric where you have to do the hymns.
Mm.
So, like, it'll say, one more step around the...
world?
I go, no. Yes. Lovely. Yes, yeah,
yes, yes, yes. It could be like, who had the whole world in his hands?
Lovely.
Yes.
Give me all in my lamp, keep me...
burning.
Lovely.
There you go.
Yes, A star.
I enjoyed religious studies. I found it very, very interesting, actually. I did.
Okay, but you're saying it's an easy one. That's your claim today.
No offence to any...
that'll make everyone feel better.
No offence to any RS teachers listening, but that's a DOS one. You'll be all right.
I disagree. Take it seriously.
Guys. No, take it serious, but easiest one, I reckon.
All right.
Yeah. There we go.
Couple of messages from people coming in. There's not enough Instagram videos, frankly, from last night.
I agree. Yes, because you know if I'd have been there.
If you were there, it'd be all over Insta.
Well, there'd be receipts left, right and centre. There must be a reason why we're not sharing them.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't think we need videos, but we do need to discuss what happened next.
We'll get some Teddy Swims on the door and then we will talk about mine and... I'm going to give myself the ick. Chris's shenanigans last night. But right now, let's get somber on.
Capital
Breakfast. I took a page out of your...
The Door on Capital Breakfast at 6 minutes past seven on your Thursday morning. We'll be honest with you, Chris and I stayed out late to watch England last night, but we're fine this morning, we're absolutely fine. But this is what it's all about. I've missed this. It's the best thing ever, being in a pub with all your mates, watching your country do their thing. It was fantastic. Great day, weren't it?
It was great. It just had everything. We went to the bar to kick things off, Sean. We went to the pub and we were feeling a bit anxious because the game was ahead. He walked in, he goes up to the barman and he says, "Can I have 2 pints of Strapperman, please?" And I looked up, I was like, what's that?
Strapperman?
2 pints of Strapperman? Star of Pramen, of course. Dyslexia. I thought this is going to be a great night.
Oh, wow.
I walked in such confidence. Went, 2 pints of Strapperman, please, cup. And he was like, yeah.
He was like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah exactly.
Fun?
It was quite good where we were because it was lively. There was a lot of people. It was a party.
Yeah, but it was quite like there was friends and people that you knew there, weren't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and I knew it was time to go when Chris started singing 40 Chants to other rival radio stations. So other stations were there because we kind of all get together for the first game. So we all know each other, but...
It was a bit Anchorman, oh, yeah. I'd say.
I can only imagine how Anchorman it got, yeah.
The first one was Chris going, "Where's your listeners gone? Where's your listeners gone?" That was to Radio 1.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
Are we saying who we directed
yeah, yeah,
to?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They gave it as good as they got as well.
Well, I agree. I kind of signed up to the idea we're going to talk about this, but we would talk about the chants and keep who they were aimed at slightly more generic.
Please, can you do the chant?
I'll demonstrate shows. "Where's your listeners gone? Where's your listeners gone?" It's all good fun.
They were giving it as it good was, as... It was, they were, yeah. Good, another one was, "No one likes us. No one likes us. We don't care. We are capital. Super capital. We are capital from Leicester Square." Best.
I'm actually quite proud of you both for this.
Your hits, and you know you are. Your hits.
Stop it.
To Hits Radio.
Your hits, and you know you are.
But this is...
Sorry, this, that deserves a little...
Your hits,
that.
And you know you
That's
are. But this is where... I've got a video of this. We sang this to our boss, Brent, who was also there, and we got a look to say, "Right, lads, wind your neck in." This is what we were singing to our boss.
"We're getting sacked in the morning. Sacked in the morning.
We're getting sacked in the morning." Because obviously he knows we're on at like 6 o'clock.
So oh, it's so good.
It was so good. It was such a good night, wasn't it? It's what it's all about, though. But I'll tell you what they sang back to us. I'm not giving them credit on air, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they
got you back, yeah, then. Got
they had, a, they had a pop at cash call, that's all I'm going to say. "You stepped aside with a vibe I ain't never seen. Yes, you did. Like you won't come and talk to me.
when I take it to the floor. You gotta get down, you know what to do. Hey, Mr. DJ, play a song of this pretty little lady. Cause if she dances good as she look right now, I just might like her, my baby. I just might like her, my baby. Hey, may I just say that your face got me so so intrigued.
Just my Capital Breakfast, Mark White says. Sound like I've said that wrong, but it says Mark White here.
Mark White
says, hilarious, lads. Glad you were giving the other radio stations a bit of stick. It's what we do.
We're all friends, really. It was a bit like Anchorman, you know, you've got the different news teams. It was that sort of vibe. It's all good fun. Mark White, he's the Dorking manager, isn't he?
Is he?
God, there's a lot of football chat today. For obvious reasons. Because of the football last night, I stayed over at Jordan's house, though. Just briefly want to mention this.
I love it when you have your little sleepovers.
I got to Jordan's, I think, about 11 o'clock and got into bed at 11:30. I spent half an hour trying to remove the pillows and cushions on top of the bed. There was like 100 of them. Why have you got so many on there, man?
What suite did you go in the end?
The Elvis suite.
The Elvis suite.
There's an Elton and an Elvis suite.
He wanted to stick me in Pennine suite. But he then said, in the Elvis suite, they've got aircon. True. He's got aircon. The boy's got aircon. Everyone, listen, he's doing all right.
Shut up.
It's aircon.
That is a luxury. That's amazing. I bet you slept like a baby, didn't you?
You better have turned it off this morning.
I did. I swept up everything. I put the pillows back on the bed the best I could because it was like in some mad display you had there. And it was a bit like the Japanese team at the World Cup, you know, where they tidy up after themselves. It's a like real point.
Fold your little kit on the bed and put your shoes near it.
Leave it as it was found.
Lovely. Did he give you some pyjamas?
Yeah, he didn't. But I'll tell you what was dead sweet. I took a picture of it this morning. I went for a quick shower, and when I came back, there was a coffee there with a little sort of signed thing of milk next to it.
A signed thing of milk?
No, side thing. You know,
I thought he'd signed it. I was like, what?
It did look like he could have a signed photo there. A little bottle of water and two paracetamol.
No.
I thought, that's just class. What a lovely touch.
Being at the Savoy.
I didn't know if you wanted black coffee or with milk, so I put it in a little milk jug for you. You were in the shower. So.
But it was like one of those little ones you only ever see at hotels.
Why do I imagine him pottering around like Mrs. Potts, like, here you go, dear. Back into the cupboard.
Yeah, you're right. And it's the idea that he's waited till I got in the shower to bring those things.
Because
you just know he's been
around.
Awake for ages going, I can't walk in on this. He wanted me in the shower. And then he did.
And then he scuttled around in his, I imagine he went in a little pinny.
Left it on the side, avoided your boxers that were on the floor. But anyway, here's Malcolm Toss. And earrings, new music on Capital Breakfast.
Oh,
First, Alice and loads of other listeners texting saying, I love it when Chris and Jordan have a sleepover. It's the cutest thing ever. Why?
Well, do you know what she's done though as well? She's like made a little picture of you two imagining that you've got little face masks on and cucumbers on your eyes, which honestly won't be too far from the truth.
Yeah, we're not far off that. You better turn that aircon off, that fan off.
It's just hilarious you've got aircon like that.
Just make sure it's off. It's not cheap, that, you know. Go on.
No, it's just funny that you've started this chat and then Wraith's WhatsApped us saying, oh, I was thinking of getting aircon fitted next week. How's it costing to run, Jord?
I'll ring you after it, show.
Yeah, give me a breakdown, your monthlies.
7:20, in the next 10 minutes, we're going to get you in our cash call because tomorrow you could win yourself £390,000. Make sure you've got us on. Also, another quick warning as well, before you forget, it's Father's Day on Sunday. What day is Father's Day?
Sunday.
Sunday. Father's Day is Sunday.
Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And Holland and Barrett.
Yeah.
Get more from your morning.
Let's do it. You're on Capital.
A whole new kingdom awaits at World of Frozen, where you can sing Let It Go and where a magical boat ride brings you right into Anna and Elsa's adventures. Discover the magic at Disneyland Paris this summer. And right now, save £124 per person when booking four-day park tickets for visits between 1st of June and 15th of October 2026. Saving compared to four consecutive one-day two-park dated tickets. Booking in full terms at DisneylandParis.com.
I'm Laura Smith.
And I'm Carmen Butcher.
And together, we're the hosts of Shouldn't Laugh But with Laura and Carmen. It's the podcast where we laugh at the ridiculous things that pop up on our socials or the news, and you're all laughing at too.
Trust me, it'll make you feel better about your life choices.
Listen and watch on Global Player or wherever you get your podcasts.
At AJ Bell, we believe investing is for everyone, even people who know nothing about investing. Like Keith, who thought dividends were a boy band. Jessica, who thought compound interest was a prison dating app. And Sue. Sue thought FTSE 100 was a bit of under-the-table fun, which surprised her accountant.
Oh, no.
If we can make investing feel good for them, it's no wonder which have recommended us 8 years running. AJ Bell. Feel good. Investing. The value of your investments can go up or down.
You were on your feet all day yesterday, and you'll be on your feet all night tonight. But that's how the rota fell. Grocery workers are tough, but sometimes times are tougher. Last year alone, Grocery Aid supported over 22,000 grocery workers just like you. So if you work in the grocery industry and would benefit from free, confidential mental health support too, call Grocery Aid on 080 880 21122 and get the help you've earned.
Buckets, what time is it?
It's Father's Day.
And it's time you showed him he's worth more than just a text. With a personalized card and gift from
FunkyPigeon.com.
How much effort did y'all make last year?
Zero.
Even after every late night ride in Dad's taxi.
Zero.
So show him what he really means to you with 30% off personalized photo gifts.
30%.
That's right. Make it funky. Make it FunkyPigeon.com.
Mm-hmm. Selected gifts, conditions apply.
The latest travel news.
Next. Capital.
So whoever finds this letter, my car broke down. There is nothing nearby. And I've already eaten my meal deal sandwich. Please tell my wife that I love her and that she was right. This jacket isn't waterproof. Signed, Daniel S. Oh, actually, scrap that. Green flag's just arrived. Blimey, less than an hour.
Local rescue, nationwide. Nothing beats near. Green flag.
On average, we get to breakdowns in under an hour based on app and phone call outs combined. See greenflag.uk/data.
Capital travel update. Listen on the move with Global Player, our free official Capital app.
Lottie Morley, go on then, what's the latest?
Hiya Jordan. In Oxfordshire, the M40 has reopened in both directions at Banbury, but there are still queues both ways there. In the West Midlands, there are delays on the M42 southbound to Shirley. There's been an accident there, meaning that one lane is closed. In Pembrokeshire, the A4075 is closed both ways at Caniston Bridge. There's been an accident there as well. And on the trains, southern services are not running between Chichester and Havant because of an investigation. More in 20 minutes.
It's Alex Warren.
Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for listening to me.
Capital Breakfast.
How did you know I was hoping for a sign? My heart was so close to closing time. Something about you hit me like a freight train to the chest door. We met all my loneliness. Left the room the second that you walked in. Something like a fever dream. Haven't slept in weeks. I think I'm seeing things like a shadow dancing us out of our clothes. I'll be damned if you love me. Damned if you don't. Maybe it's fate, maybe it's fate. Told you I ain't no liar. Watching you leave, son of my dreams. Baby, it hit me like a freight train to the chest. The day we met, all my loneliness left the room the second. Something about you hit me like a freight train to the chest. The day we met, all second that you walked in, something like a fever dream.
Non-stop.
The UK's number one
hit music station. This is
Capital.
Ooh, it's something about, just something about the way she moved. I can't figure it out. It's something about her. Ooh, it's something about, kind of woman that want you but don't need you. Hey, I can't figure it out. There's something about her. Cause she walk like a boss, talk like a boss, manicure and nails to set the pedicure off. She's fly effortlessly, and she move like a boss, do what a boss do. She got me thinking about getting involved. I look at her and it makes me proud. There's something about her. There's something oh so sexy about. Kind of woman that don't even need my help. She says she got it, no doubt. There's something about her. Cause she work like a boss, play like a boss. Car and a crib, she about to pay them both off.
Independent on Capital Breakfast, where 10 minutes ago I did promise you to get you in the draw for our cash call, where you can now win a whopping £390,000 because both home nations won in their World Cup openers. God, England! Cash call is now up to £390,000.
Oh, it's just an incredible amount of money, and one that just feels like you could spend it however you want. Like, it's that trip to Disney World, but you can stay in the castle. Do you know what I mean? It's doing things that you could only dream of, and I feel like it could be the deposit on the house, it could be something sensible, or it could just be really fun. It could be like a Richie Rich shopping spree. I would like to do that at some point.
What a reference.
That's such a good reference.
A McDonald's at the end of your bedroom.
Yes. Yes. Oh, you know what I mean? A roller coaster in your back garden. Yes. Just use your imagination.
Yes.
But the main thing is that if you do become one of our winners, you become one of our legends, because we quote these strangers to this day, almost every day. And if you want to hear what it sounds like to win, it sounds like this.
No way. I'm blown away. This is a winder, isn't it?
I've been praying for this. I won £350,000 for cash call.
Unbelievable, mate. Unbelievable. I've never even won £10 on the lottery.
Oh, my God.
Will it be me? I can't believe it.
My favourites. I pray for this. Gosh, you're gone.
Oh, me too.
You can hear the emotion in his voice.
I love him.
Yours is the, I've never won £10 on the lottery.
Yeah. It? I just want to know. I want to go for a drink with it.
Same. Yeah. Same. Right then, here we go. For your chance to win £390,000, all you've got to do is text the word cash to 83958. That'll cost you £250. Or you text the word five to 83958, and that'll get you five entries for £5.
Now, standard network rates apply if you text in. You can go on Global Player to enter. Lines close 5 p.m. tomorrow. So I would do it now, don't forget, because that is when you need to be by your phone in case it rings.
You've got to be 18 or over. You can get free entry details and all the rules for this global network competition at capitalfm.com.
Right then, best of luck with that. Tomorrow, you could win £390,000. And best thing is, it goes into your account that same day. Right now, how about this? Sounding so good on your Thursday morning at 7:30, it's Sabrina Carpenter and her best one, I reckon, House Tour.
Thank you for dinner, baby. I had a really great time. I really loved the conversation and that your car self-drives. The pineapple air freshener is my favorite kind. Well, this is me, but if you have time, do you want the house tour? I could take you to the first, second, third floor. And I promise none of this is a metaphor. I just want you to inside. Baby, what's mine is now yours. Some chips, a hoy if you're hungry. So love me, love me, love me. I'm just so proud of my design. Do you want the house door? I could take you to the first, second, third floor. And I promise none of this is a metaphor. I just want you to be inside, but never enter through the door.
Forget how good this is. Sabrina Carpenter, House Tour.
Are you coming in or what?
Playing on Capital Breakfast at 7:34 on your Thursday morning. Hey, I'll tell you this for free, my friends. We have had a good couple of weeks in the Bond game. We had a week of winners last week, and so far we've had a week of winners. So hopefully this Thursday morning, someone can take on that mean old Bond man and bag themselves some money, money, money.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast.
Okay, let's bring everyone up to speed on Jordan and his disguise. Yes, he's reached that point in his career where he is now too famous, if anything.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, he's basically, he came on air a couple of days ago and he said on the show just how difficult it is being a celebrity of the calibre that he is
right
now.
Yeah, and a Princess Di of 2026.
He's getting recognised a lot. And the problem is he's getting recognised a lot outside his house.
Okay, first of all, my mum heard this. And now, this weekend, when I go home for a birthday, she's making me sleep on the camp bed and I quote, to bring you down a peg or two, right? So I'm not getting the spare room. Second thing, I didn't say that. There's an event going on right outside my house and a few people have asked for selfies right outside my front door.
Which has annoyed you.
No, it's not annoyed me. It's just,
You don't want people knowing where you live, do you? Nobody does.
I'm slightly annoyed you haven't been in the Daily Mail with the classic bin selfie. Like, it normally is women take the bins out in their underwear.
High heels and underwear.
Yeah.
And I did take the bins out on Monday night, because that's my job, and somebody asked for a picture whilst I was taking the bins out, which is quite unnerving.
Well, it is. Look, and jokes aside, that would be quite stressful. I wouldn't want everyone knowing where I live. That's a little bit too personal. So we said, look, we're your friends. We're going to come and help you here, because you thought a cap and sunglasses was a good disguise. It isn't. We can see you. It is under there. So I very kindly found you a lovely blonde mullet and a sort of chic woven cowboy hat. And then Chris was like, let me come and help as well.
Yeah, I added in a tail.
Added a tail, of course.
I thought it was a genius idea because it would distract from your face. And you wore the disguise yesterday. I was with you.
Yes.
We put it to the test.
How busy was it?
To be fair, for all I've taken the mic here, there are like hundreds of people.
It's an event going
his way.
Yeah, so this is it. What I would say is you did record it, right? And I thought to myself, if I saw that man, the cowboy hat, the mullet, but the foxtail, I would avoid. Like the plague. And I thought, he's actually very cleverly became like the weirdo.
So I'm walking down the street with the cowboy hat on, the blonde mullet that you'd bought for me, and the foxtail, and nobody batted an eyelid.
No one recognised. Right?
Tarted like the sea.
Tell them what happened.
The mad bit, though, second he took it off, just before he got to his house, everyone starts asking for photos.
Not Joe. It's not me absolutely thinking mad. I am something. I promise you.
No. Well, Chris is now a witness. Yeah. So actually, you've got to wear this now. That's it.
For the rest of my life.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. You will be Foxman.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well.
Here we go.
She was running late for dinner's outside of town. Left the phone a little bitter, but it's cool for now. Far from perfect for each other, but we're working it out, I suppose. Now I'm waiting at the diner looking traumatized, 'cause she walked up to the table with an order of fries. And I know. I'm sorry I'm here for someone else. It's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. I'm sorry I'm here for someone else. I wish that I could stay and talk at the bar all by ourselves. But I'm here for someone else. When she finally walks in, hate to say it, but I knew it, I was already gone. Oh, Benny, don't do it, you're breaking a heart. Benny, don't do it, Benny, don't do it. But I need to go. It's not personal. When I say I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, it's good to see your face. Talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else. I'm still in love with you. I'm going out of my mind. I couldn't take it anymore. I was already running for the kitchen doors. You were always the one I should have waited for. I can't lose you again, not again, not again.
Boone. Sorry, I'm here for someone else. Capital Breakfast. Jordan, Chris and Sean at 7:39 on your Thursday morning. Bongman on the way for your next quick check-in. Chris and I were up late last night watching the football. You all right, Paul?
Good. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah. Sean, you all right?
I'm actually, weirdly, I look and feel more hungover and I did nothing last night. Yeah, so I don't know what's happened. How am I worse off?
Didn't predict that, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't. And if anything, I'm annoyed. I really wanted you two to be in absolute tatters.
Yeah, I'm all right and I'm starting to slightly worry now because I'm thinking it's coming up to 8 o'clock. Will I crash at 8?
No. I've never wanted you to crash so badly.
We'll find out. Bongman on the way.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And Holland and Barrett.
Yeah.
Get personalised expert advice in store today.
Let's do it. You're on Capital. Big Top 40.
The EE.
Official.
Official.
Big Top 40.
Will Manning and Taylor Swift took her 8th Big Top 40 number one with I Knew It, I Knew You. Can she extend her lead and make it 2 weeks on top of the UK's biggest chart? Find out Sunday from 4.
Big Top 40. The EE. Official Big Top 40.
Join more people who are choosing EE Broadband.
Left it late for Father's Day? Don't worry, Moonpig's got you. You can still celebrate your dad with the UK's most personalised card delivered in time for the big day. Add stickers, your favourite photos, even a message in your own handwriting. All sorted. No faff, no panic, and you'll still be dad's favourite. Plus get 20% off with code DAD20. Because this Father's Day, everyone deserves a...
Moonpig.com.
To verify, see moonpig.com/personalised.
First time in premium economy, you'll double check your ticket. Second time, you'll wonder why you waited. Third time, you'll never go back. With generous legroom, Wi-Fi and dishes by Michelin-starred chefs, you'll feel like Asia just got closer. Cathay Pacific, move beyond.
At AJ Bell, we believe investing is for everyone. And when we say everyone, we mean your dad, Dan, Danielle, Dean, Dave, Del, Del's delivery driver Denise, Denise's dentist Dinesh, and Devon's strongest man, Donathan. Donathan? Donathan, that can't be right. Donathan? Well, whatever your name is, if you're a real person, investing is for you too. AJ Bell, feel good investing. The value of your investments can go up or down.
Poolside, this is our vibe.
The music's hot, the pool's cool. But your chill moments? Kinder Bueno ice cream. Smooth, creamy ice cream wrapped in a crispy wafer cone topped with a tasty Kinder Bueno disc.
Summer's arrived!
Kinder Bueno ice cream. So creamy, so crispy, it's bueno.
Good morning.
Wake up with Capital Breakfast.
And get home across the UK with me, Will Manning, this afternoon from 4.
Capital.
This is the moment. Everyone's leaning in and... Someone just scored big on Tesco Marketplace. Watch high-definition headers with a smart TV. Go big with outdoor furniture to entertain your very own crowd and feed the whole team too, thanks to a brand new barbecue. Our sellers have all you need to make every match a moment. Find us online at tesco.com/marketplace. Tesco, every little helps. Terms and conditions apply.
Capital, travel update.
Listen on the move with Global Player, our free official Capital app.
Right then, our godmother of traffic and travel, Lottie Morley, what's happening out there?
Cheers, Jordan. In Oxfordshire, the M40 has now reopened in both directions at the junction for Banbury, but there are still queues around there. In Aberdeen, the A956 Wellington Road is closed northbound for emergency works. In Pembrokeshire, the A4075 is closed both ways at Caniston Bridge. There's been an accident there. And on the trains, Transport for Wales services are delayed by about half an hour at Shrewsbury after a signal failure. More in 30 minutes.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Toby Impala.
This is Jenny.
Turn it up.
Capital Breakfast.
The morning, the night is turning blue. The feeling is bizarre. The night is almost over. I still don't know where you are.
The shadows, yeah, they keep me pretty like a movie star. The
daylight makes me feel like Dracula.
Yeah.
what's up? Come pull up in my spot. Let's keep the night glowing. I don't ever want to stop. I'll never leave this floor. Got my need to blow. Sky is turning blue. Let it clear the smoke. Lips stain on the wind. Face is about to blow. Sinking in my teeth. I buy time.
On Capital Breakfast, a lot of sore heads today after the England game last night, but we're perfectly fine, aren't we, guys?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm fine.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you two doing?
Yeah.
Fine.
Fine.
We're all fine.
We're all fine.
No bum panic.
Capital Breakfast Bum Game.
It's time for the bum game where we will offer you ever increasing amounts of money. All you got to do to win is shout stop before you hit. hear this sound. Before you hear this sound.
Yes, that's the sound you need to avoid, the sound of the bong. Come on, let's win some money this morning.
Yeah, here we go then. Selected at random, taking on the bong man today. We've got Alex from Leicester. Morning, Alex.
Morning.
Morning.
How are you today, Alex? Did you watch the game last night or are you not bothered?
I didn't watch all of the game. I watched till half time.
Yeah, it's on late, yeah, isn't it?
I have to get it. I had to get off work in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I see. So professional.
If you want a decent amount of money today, Alex, what would you spend it on?
My lad is going to America on Saturday, so it would be nice for me to have some spending money.
Oh, nice. Some dollar.
Some dollars. Okay, so yep. Spending money for your little boy. How old's your boy?
18.
Okay. Oh, okay, yeah.
He's
going
to be spending 3 months there.
Oh, you're nice. Going to miss him.
I am.
Hopefully you can win him some money on the bong game today. Here we go. Remember, you've just got to shout stop before you hear the sound of the bong. Can we hear your best practice stop in 3, 2, 1?
Stop.
Best of luck. Here we go.
£350. £410. £500. £712. £812.
No!
No! Oh, it's been big all week.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Bless you. It was a cruel one today, £812. Most people listening would have definitely have gone on a bit further. Unlucky today.
No problem.
Thank you for being...
But also, well, I was going to say, I think we need a Chris Stark speech here because you always want people to hold out. And she was brave.
Exactly. I've got to respect the bravery here. You know, when we do say this sometimes, you've got to hang on for potentially the bigger money. You're just unlucky today, Alex. Back stronger.
Yep.
Exactly. If you're listening right now and think you could take on the bong man, you can enter exclusively on Global Player for free. It's our free official Capital app and we'll be playing again at 7:45 tomorrow morning.
Hello, my name is Harry. Thank you to Capital for having me. If you know the words of this one, please do sing along.
Capital Breakfast.
Perfect timing, a face that knows, a perfect lighting, 'cause time will show that you should try it. Those American girls you spend your life with, known you for ages, it's all that I've heard. My friends are in love with American girls. I've seen it in stages all over the world. My friends are in love with American girls. I've known you for ages, it's all that I've heard. My friends are in love with American girls.
Lots of American girls. 5 to 8 on Capital Breakfast. Oh, unlucky to Alex in Leicester today on the bong game. If she had won, she would have been the 9th winner in a row. When we're all celebrating, the bong man is plotting.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
A 9th winner. Loads of big hitters on the way after 8 o'clock. We've got you sorted for the music. Olivia Rodrigo, Niall Horan, Zara Larsson.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And Holland and Barrett.
Yeah.
Back your body. Feel ready for life.
Let's do it. You're on Capital.
Make any occasion extraordinary with Prestige Flowers. Enjoy £10 to spend on flowers when you add 3 reminders on our app and send a bouquet with free chocolates to make the perfect gift. For next day delivery, 7 days a week, visit prestigeflowers.co.uk.
Prestige Flowers.
Maybe it's time to get rid of the rattle. Shake off that squeak and say no more to that clunky door. Or maybe you want something to show off. Something that won't show you up. Or something to get you off, up and away for the weekend. Or maybe it's time for more. More seats, more sass, more room, more wow, more fun. Or a bit less roof for a bit more sun. Maybe you've had enough of making excuses and saying it's fine when it's not. Maybe it's time for Auto Trader.
Been thinking about upgrading your tech this summer? Maybe you need a sign. Well, the sun is shining, your annual leave got approved, and now you can get a little something extra. Buy any selected Galaxy devices and claim up to £300 cashback. Conveniently available in your Samsung wallet. Look, it might not be subtle, but it's definitely a sign. Save more this summer with Samsung. Buy before the 23rd of June 2026 from a participating retailer. Claim prepaid card within 30 days of purchase. T's and C's apply.
McDonald's Taste of the Tournament has arrived. Get the Sweet Carolina Barbecue Stack. 2 juicy patties and crispy bacon covered in sticky Carolina barbecue sauce. The Sweet Carolina Barbecue Stack. Bring it home with McDelivery.
Until the 13th of July from 11 a.m. Fees apply to delivery orders. Price and participation may vary, subject to availability.
Get ready for Small Charity Week from the 22nd of June. Helping small charities change lives in our local communities. Find out more at biggive.org.
Hey Sainsbury's, any way you can save me a few quid on my weekly shop?
Well, Jane, try Your Nectar Prices. Every week in Your Nectar app, you can unlock up to 10 personalised discounts on things you love at Sainsbury's. A Janesbury's, if you will.
Sounds like my kind of place.
Get personalised discounts with Your Nectar Prices. That's good food for all of us. Janesbury's. I mean Sainsbury's. 18 plus Nectar app required. Unlock up to 10 Your Nectar Prices weekly. Available in supermarkets, online and in locals with Smart Shop. T&Cs apply.
The latest news. Next. Capital.
You know what you're getting with a training course. Small talk about the weather.
Oh, this weather.
Icebreakers.
An interesting fact about yourself?
Forgetting every interesting fact about yourself. Biscuits.
Oh.
Being too polite to take the last biscuit. Checking your emails. Regretting checking your emails. Awkward Q&A.
Any questions? Anyone?
Sometimes in life you just know what you're getting. Like a luxury bed and a great night's sleep at Premier Inn. You know what you're getting with Premier Inn.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global's newsroom at 8, there might be some sore heads this morning after a winning start for England at the World Cup. They beat Croatia 4-2 in their first match at the tournament. Boss Thomas Tuchel says he gave the team a clear half-time message.
We encouraged them to go for it, to play with more courage.